welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. I'm here today with Emily Smith and Lori McGrail, who are Vanderbilt dietetic interns, and they're going to be talking with us about soy, the other protein. So thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And my first question for you is, can you just explain a little bit about what soy actually is?
Well, soy is a subtropical plant. It's native to Southeast Asia, and it grows from about 1 to 5 feet tall. It's been a dietary staple in Asian countries for at least 5,000 years and was introduced to the United States in the 1800s.
Wow, it's been around for a long time. I didn't realize that. Well, why is soy so beneficial for us?
Well, soy is a nutrient powerhouse. It's a complete protein. That means it includes all of the essential amino acids. It also includes fiber, isoflavones, and something called lecithin.
Oh, I see. Okay, so those are all beneficial to our health, I take it.
Yeah, they all are. And it also contains a less saturated fat than your animal-based proteins. There have also been some studies conducted that have shown that it has some cholesterol-lowering effect. Although the problem with those studies is that they were done using large amounts of soy protein, up to about 100 grams, before they started seeing an effect on the cholesterol.
Oh, I see. So that's, I would take it, more than the average person would consume in a day.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, how much soy then should we really be eating on a regular basis?
Yeah, well, because most of us cannot consume easily 100 grams in a day, the FDA actually recommends consuming about 25 grams of soy protein a day. And they say to consume that with a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol. So it's part of a healthy diet.
So 25 grams, what does that look like? You know, what are some sources of soy and how much is in them so that I can sort of get a feel for what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. These days we see soy products all over the grocery store shelves, but some of the good ones are soy milk, of course, tofu, edamame. You can find soy cheeses, which actually do taste very good. You can get soy bacon or soy deli meat, even soy hot dogs. And you can do soy crumbles, which you can mix into chili to add some more protein there. You can also get soy nut butter, so sort of like peanut butter. And also you can munch on soy nuts for a good snack.
Wow, okay, so there are a lot of different options to get your soy into your diet. And I know I've tried quite a few of the things that you mentioned, and they actually taste really good. I was surprised. Can you give me an example of a couple of the soy products you mentioned and how many grams they have in them, just so I can get a feel for how much I'd have to eat?
Yes, for the edamame, if you eat it shelled, if you eat 1/2 cup of the shelled edamame, you get 11 grams. So that's almost half of what you're recommended to get a day. 1 cup of soy milk has about 7 grams, and 1/2 cup of tofu actually has 20 grams. So that's almost the daily recommendation.
Oh, okay, so it's not that hard to get what's recommended.
No, it's really not.
Now, talk about edamame for a minute. I eat that regularly, but I think there are probably some folks listening that might not even know what it is.
I know, it's kind of one of those words you don't even know how to pronounce when you see it. But it's also, it's a great source of protein and fiber. These are just soybeans that are found in the pod, or you can find them shelled. You can see them a lot in Japanese restaurants as appetizers. And when they're in the pods, they kind of look like sugar snap peas. Mm-hmm. When they're shelled, they look like lima beans. Okay. So, and these are something you can just mix into soups, or I think we're going to put a link to the recipe for edamame stew that's really good. And we also have a recipe for edamame dip. So it's kind of like a hummus, but okay, made with edamame.
So we're going to have both of those recipes on our website with this podcast.
They
so
are.
People can print those out. What's the best way to, or what's one way to prepare edamame as just a snack?
Yeah, you can easily find it in the grocery store in the frozen section. Uh-huh. And you just find them in the bag and pop them in the microwave for a few minutes, and they're ready to go.
Make a great snack.
They do.
I eat them all the time.
They're delicious.
Okay, well, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you want to touch on, or have we pretty much covered the basics of soy?
I think we've covered the basics.
I think so. Soy is a great source of protein for people who don't consume a whole lot of meat, which is why it's such a good staple for vegetarians.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you both so much. It was very informative.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.